Welcome to episode 778 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. We continue our search for Jesus in every book of the Bible by turning, for the second day, to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah 7 verse 14, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign, behold, the virgin shall conceive, and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Few verses have sparked as much anticipation and debate as this one from Isaiah. To fully grasp its significance, we must first understand its original context. The prophecy of Isaiah 7 verse 14 was given during a turbulent period in Judah's history. Ahaz, the king of Judah, was facing the threat of invasion from Israel and Aram, both rival kingdoms to the north. In this climate of fear and uncertainty, God sent the prophet Isaiah to Ahaz with a message of assurance. The sign of a virgin conceiving and bearing a son, named Emmanuel, God with us, was intended as a divine assurance of Judah's protection and God's presence. The mention of a virgin in this prophecy has been a subject of much theological discourse. In Hebrew, the word used is Alma, which typically means a young woman of marriageable age. It's in the Gospel of Matthew that we see the interpretation of Alma as virgin, aligning with our understanding of the miraculous birth of Jesus. Matthew 1 verses 22 to 23, "All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." Matthew's gospel explicitly ties Isaiah's prophecy to the birth of Jesus Christ. For Matthew, the virgin birth of Jesus to Mary is not just a fulfillment of Isaiah's words, but a divine intervention, a sign of God's direct action in the course of human history. In Christian theology, the concept of fulfillment is crucial. It is not merely about a direct prediction and its realization, but involves a deeper, more profound understanding of God's plans. The fulfillment of prophecy in the New Testament is an affirmation of the continuity and faithfulness of God's promises throughout the Bible. The name Emmanuel, meaning God with us, takes on a powerful significance in the context of Jesus' life and ministry. In Jesus, God's presence is physically manifested among humanity. The gospel narratives depict Jesus as not just a prophetic figure, but as God incarnate, bringing the divine into everyday human experience. The incarnation, God becoming flesh, in the person of Jesus Christ, is a cornerstone of Christian theology, and Isaiah's prophecy is central to understanding this mystery. The prophecy of a virgin birth is not just about the how of Jesus coming, but the why. It signifies a direct intervention by God in the human story. This intervention is necessary for the redemption of humanity. God steps into history not just as a spectator or guide, but as an active participant. This prophecy also speaks to the dual nature of Jesus Christ as both fully divine and fully human. This is essential for the redemptive work of Christ. As fully human, Jesus experiences the full range of human suffering and temptation, yet as fully divine, he embodies the perfect, sinless sacrifice. Emmanuel, God with us, is a promise of presence. It is the assurance that in Jesus, God is intimately and personally present in the struggles, joys, pains, and hopes of human life. This presence is not just a historical fact, but a continuing reality through the Holy Spirit. For a people in Isaiah's day who were filled with despair, given uncertain political and economic times, given widespread corruption and injustice, given rampant unethical behavior, the notion that God himself would come and dwell with them offered tremendous hope. Can we use hope like that today? The fulfillment of this prophecy in the birth of Jesus is not merely a matter of a single event, aligning with a foretold prediction. It is a harmonization of the themes and teachings that permeate Isaiah's prophetic ministry with the life and message of Jesus Christ. Isaiah's prophecy, and its fulfillment, underscore God's sovereignty over history. The birth of Jesus, as foretold centuries earlier, demonstrates that God's plan for humanity is deliberate and purposeful. This understanding of divine sovereignty offers comfort and assurance, affirming that God's plans are ultimately for redemption and restoration. Isaiah's voice, echoing through the centuries, is a reminder of the enduring nature of God's word. It challenges us to consider how the prophetic voice speaks into our contemporary context. How do we respond to God's promises and instructions today? Are we, like Ahaz, hesitant and doubtful, or do we embrace God's promises with faith? In the Gospels, we see the themes of Isaiah's prophetic statements woven into Jesus' ministry. His teachings, miracles, and especially his sacrificial death and resurrection echo the prophetic messages of justice, mercy, and redemption. Isaiah's strong emphasis on social justice is mirrored in Jesus' ministry to the marginalized and oppressed. This parallel invites us to engage in acts of compassion and advocacy, reflecting the heart of God's kingdom. Isaiah's portrayal of the suffering servant finds its fullest expression in the life and death of Jesus. Reflecting on Christ's suffering and death, we are invited to contemplate the profound love and sacrifice that characterize the heart of the Christian gospel. The promise of Emmanuel, God with us, extends beyond the Christmas narrative into the everyday realities of our lives. In Jesus, we see God's desire to be intimately involved in the human experience. As we reflect on Isaiah 7 verse 14, and its fulfillment in Matthew 1 verses 22 to 23, it invites personal contemplation on the nature of God's promises and his presence in our lives. Just as Ahaz faced uncertain times, we too encounter situations that test our faith. The prophecy and its fulfillment remind us that God's promises are sure and reliable, even when they take unexpected forms. In our own journey of faith, Emmanuel is a powerful reminder that we are never alone. In moments of loneliness, despair, or confusion, the promise of God with us offers comfort and hope. The incarnation invites us to embrace the tangible aspects of our faith. Christianity is not just a set of doctrines, but a faith that was embodied in a person, Jesus Christ. This calls for an embodied faith in our lives, a faith that is lived out in love, service, and compassion. As we journey through life, with its trials and joys, the promise of Emmanuel assures us of God's presence. In moments of doubt and fear, we are reminded that God is with us, offering strength and comfort. For Christians, the presence of Christ is continued through the Holy Spirit. This presence empowers, guides, and comforts us, ensuring that we are never alone, even in our darkest hours. Isaiah 7 verse 14, a brief verse in the midst of a larger narrative, opens a window into the heart of God's interaction with humanity. Its fulfillment in the New Testament is not just a historical event, but a profound revelation of God's nature and his commitment to his creation. As we reflect on this, may we find our faith deepened, our hope renewed, and our lives transformed by the ongoing reality of Emmanuel, God with us. Father, as we walk through our days, let the reality of Emmanuel empower and encourage us. May we embody the love, compassion, and justice that Jesus demonstrated, reaching out to those in need, standing for what is right, and reflecting your love in our actions and words. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.